Random House Audio presents In Fed We Trust, Ben Bernanke's War on the Great Panic by David Wessel. Read for you by Dan Warren. Introduction. Whatever it takes. At the beginning of October 2008, after some of the toughest weeks of the Great Panic, the lines in Ben Bernanke's face and the circles under his eyes offered evidence of more than a year of seven-day weeks and conference calls that stretched past midnight. Sometimes, all that seemed to keep Bernanke going was the constantly restocked bowl of trail mix that sat on his secretary's desk, and the cans of Diet Dr. Pepper from the refrigerator in his office. But the balding, bearded chairman of the Federal Reserve managed a smile as he confided that he had a title for the book he would write someday about his watch as helmsman of the world economy. Before Asia Opens. The phrase was a reference to the series of precedent-shattering decisions that Bernanke and others at the Fed and Treasury had been forced to make with insufficient sleep and inadequate preparation on Sundays, so they could be announced before financial markets opened Monday morning in Asia, half a day ahead of Washington and New York. Before Asia Opens was not a laugh line. The subprime mortgage mess was made in America, and that meant the U.S. government was forced to lead the cleanup. Ben Bernanke had more immediate power to do that than any other individual. The President of the United States can respond instantly to a missile attack with real bullets. He cannot respond instantly to financial panic with real money without the prior approval of Congress. But Bernanke could and did. Yet the United States had become so dependent on the flow of money from abroad and the business of American financial institutions was so intertwined with those overseas that Bernanke didn't have the luxury of waiting until the sun rose over Washington.